Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture by Rich Siebert is a novel, a what if, the first of a 9-book series. It depicts the replacing of the CIA with a new agency with a hidden agenda. The main theme of the novel is the start of a work involving 7 people who are not Christians and are called by Jesus Christ through a missionary woman to pave the way for his second coming. It's before the rapture also involves the efforts of the future son of perdition who is out to stop them. The story set in 1994. The book is not predicting Christ to return in the here and now, an extraordinary look into a world where evil crawled its way into America and threatens Christianity's existence. Rich is a 67-year-old, an aspiring writer and student of end-time biblical events in our society, also a musician who plays organ and guitar in his church, married, loves classic cars, and is looking for the return of Jesus Christ. Rich Siebert, author of the critically acclaimed Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture, is our guest on today's This Week in America. Rich, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whoever you are and whoever you're listening to, and all believers in Christ, as well as those who are curious about what's going to happen soon. As Mr. Bratton said, the book is a what if. And basically, the rapture is always a what if. Lately, it's been regulated to, let's say, like Harry Potter and science fiction, and no one focuses on it because it hasn't happened. It is a theory, not a fact yet.
You know, this is interesting, the concept, because as you say, everybody curious, talking about, wondering what's happening, trying to relate current events to what we think is going to happen at end times. What was the inspiration for this novel? Why did you decide, I wanted to write Memories from a Real World, which, by the way, I say is the start of a series. Why this book?
Okay, well, this is parallel with what's happening now, and it was written at the end of the last millennium in 1997, during the 90s, and that was a turbulent time. You had the Oklahoma bombing, Bin Laden, the coming business with the World Trade Center and everything. But the thing about it is the focus for the book, I was, encouraged by a friend who's not a friend anymore because he basically tried to steal the whole thing. But is this, you know, we know about what's happening in the post-rapture, like Left Behind and Thief in the Night, those films. That's fine. I mean, that is more of a, let's say, horror and everything. But it is before the rapture that one must be saved. I'll give you an example. If someone heard the theory of the rapture before it happened or part of it, and all of a sudden the rapture happens, they're not going to really get saved because they're not going to run into anyone unless they heard it from someone in the church. And I would give you a percentage of people. It's going to be maybe 1 out of 1,000 who are left behind. And the main theme of this book is salvation. The theme of it is this. If you were to die tonight, are you going to get to heaven? And the final thing is, this is it's a curiosity because everybody wants to know what leads up to something.
Exactly.
What leads up to the rapture.
You know, and you do such a remarkable job of telling the story, combining different elements. You've got a thriller, mystery, science fiction overtones as well in the book. The book by Rich Siebert, if you're Googling, that's S-E-I-B-E-R-T. The book is Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture, available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned in the intro there the what-if factor. Talk about that, because that's a really interesting way to make this presentation, and I think it gets all of the readers involved because we really do some thinking as you're telling the story.
Okay, the what-if factor is this. Okay, this book does not have to deal with the coming event of Christ right now or next week, or as Harold Camping would have said back in 2011, May 21st, the date setting is not necessary because Christ said himself, no one knows the day or the hour when we're coming. And the whole thing of the story is this, 7 people who were selected out of millions, selected by God as written in Romans 8:30, predestination. And The thing about it is, a missionary woman had a vision from God. God spoke to her through the Holy Spirit, and she was led to a hospital where she saw these people the day they were born, and then she saw each one of them performing a work. And they were, she talked with them, they laughed her silly, but when she explained to them personal little things about their lives that they only knew, they stopped laughing. And like I said, you know, people want to know what happened. What is the thing that led up to, like, with the World Trade Center? What led, you know, the events of World War II and stuff? And that is the main thing about this, because after the rapture, you're not going to have a chance to recount it. And like I said, you can't go back.
Well, yes.
But, okay, you first.
Well, Rich Seibert, our guest on the program, I'm going to give you this several times throughout the program. If you're just joining us and caught up in the conversation, Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture. Talk about how the theme of the book relates to our society.
Okay, well, nowadays Christianity has been put on the back burner. I'm not going into political or sociological things, because that's the one thing that this book does not focus on. You will not see anything with the political parties, even though it was during a time of political turmoil. Also, the sociological things that are going down, you'll not see that in there. You may see a reference as to some of these people's personal lives. The other thing that you will not see is the religious factor. It's not focusing on a religion, because what it is with Christ is this. Christianity, when it first came out, was called the Way. Then it was labeled Christian as a derogatory remark by the Roman government. Then the Christians were labeled Christians because they're followers of Christ. Christianity is a relationship with God, not a religion. Man turned it into a religion after Constantine in 4th century AD. But we as believers, we have to assemble together, no matter what religious denomination we have. We're following doctrine, but we have to follow the word of God, because that is our direction. And as the Berean Christians say, you focus on your pastor, minister. If they're not preaching from the word, you do not follow what they say. You follow the word.
The book is Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture, a brilliant piece of fiction that utilizes biblical and world history to send a message to everyone about how we must value our choices, whether those choices are big or small. We're talking about society. How close is the subject matter to our society?
Oh, extremely close, because if you look at what was going on in the mid-90s, everybody was focusing on the end of the millennium, the Y2K factor,
yes.
Relationships relating to God. Christianity was starting to really die down back then. There was a lot of accusations with scandals and everything. Nowadays, Christianity is, let's say, you can really count, there's about maybe 7 out of 10 people who really profess a belief in Christ, and about maybe 5 out of 10 people that believe in the rapture is coming. But what I wanted to say, like with the characters themselves, when they realize what this woman is talking about, is focusing more on Acts 2:17-18 and Joel 2:28-29. They have many dreams during this whole thing. And an added factor about this book is the biblical Demas, who is mentioned in 2 Timothy 4:10, who works with the future son of perdition. Because during this time period, he's in a localized set of the government that has replaced the CIA. And he's sort of running the government from the background. And his job right then and there is try to straighten the country out, because he has an agenda. His agenda, per se, is to get rid of Christianity in America, because this is the last bastion. Devil doesn't have to worry about Russia, China, Pacific, North, Canada, South America. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about it. His main scare is the United States of America, because we send out all the missionaries, and we're the last bastion here, but we're rapidly dying due to cancel culture and a whole bunch of other things.
Why do you think a book like this is needed and the message of Christ's return? Why is this so important?
Well, like as we see the society go down as in the days of Noah, people are saying, well, I don't see evidence of Christ's return. That's because they don't read the Bible. They see everything going wrong around us, our society. If you look at 1950 to now, people in the 50s coming out of World War II were much more adhered to being with God and everything. God is this thing. He's everywhere. I'll do it when I want to. But when you are in a situation, let's say your family member's sick or you're on the deathbed and everything, and this is what I want to confer to the atheists out there. The atheists are people that, you know, they want to bury the fact of God with a human manifesto. The thing about it is when we reach the end of the day, the Christians are assured through Christ, and it's in John 3:16. And the thing about it is we are assured of our salvation to go to heaven. You have to have faith to make this work. With the unbelievers out there, a lot of them are really very, very great people. They want to do things right, but they call us, we have to be on a crutch. But our belief, and that's what this book professes per se, is if you were to die tonight, are you sure you're going to get to heaven? Unbeliever, believers, they know there's an afterlife. And as far as it's concerned, we have to stand before Christ and really give an account for what we did, the Christian, with what we did with the works of God, and our lives before Christ, the unbeliever, what they did at the end. I mean, it says in the Revelation, there's going to be a great book opened up, the book of life, which the Christians will be in, and the book of works. If you are not in that book of life, you're going to be thrown into an eternity without God.
Rich Seeberg,
and it's a very sad situation.
Well, it is. In fact, let's talk about that. You mentioned salvation before, the salvation message that you have for everyone to know. Talk about that.
Okay, the salvation is this. We can't do anything on our own. You go out there and you try to lift a car, you're not going to be able to do it. What Christ does, he helps us. You give an example. You get a load of tickets and all that. You have to come to court. The judge says to you, you have a lot here. I'm going to have to put you in jail. You're going to have to go to prison. And said, well, I can't afford that. I don't have the money. All of a sudden, someone comes from the back of the courtroom and says, I will take this man's penalty. That's what God did for us. I mean, people find it hard to believe that one man took on all the sins of the world and he's going to forgive you for what you did. Now, the thing about it is you can come and say the sinner's prayer, which I consider that fire insurance. People say that to get out of anything. They'll do anything to get out of a situation.
Yes.
But what Christ did, he basically took the penalty for us.
Rich Seibert is our guest on the program, and that's S-E-I-B-E-R-T. If you're Googling for the book, Memories from a Real World, that's the title, subtitle, The Road to the Rapture. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Let's get into the question of religion versus relationship with God.
Okay, that is an easy subject. See, religion... Everybody, this is the main reason why people will not come to Christ, because it's a set of, you can't do this, you can't do that. There are obviously things in our lives that we should not do. Cigarette smoking, drugs, relationships out of marriage and everything. And I won't go further than that. But the idea about it is this, that's doctrine. Your relationship with Christ is this. You're having a conversation with a good friend that's going to be with you. He's going to advise you. That's what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is our conscience. And the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But we have to confer with somebody. I mean, that is the main thing about it. Some people consider you're going out on a limb, and you have to have faith. You have to have faith for anything. You get in your car, you have to have faith that car is going to start. So it's the same thing with your life. I mean, I go door knocking, I witness to people, and I say this, the Ten Commandments, let's put aside the religious factor of that. The factor of the Ten Commandments is a guideline for life. The same thing with traffic laws or anything else. I always tell people this. Ten Commandments, have you ever lied? They say, well, yeah. Have you ever looked at a woman the wrong way? And they said, well, no. And that's untrue. And it goes down the whole list. I mean, it even goes down to murder. If you think of somebody that you want to get, you have the hatred for, that is murder. That's what Christ talked about. And the main thing about this, it's the same with Satan. You know, not to detract, but the thing about it is when he was in heaven, he saw things and he saw what would be eventually a verse in the Bible, and we shall judge the angels. This is the basis for the whole series, you know, and he's wondering who is going to judge us. And the only person around outside of the Godhead was the creation. And that's it. But we're going to be judged. And the relationship of religion and relationship with God is simple that. The religion is you go to the church, there are guidelines in there, rules, but your relationship with God is between you, the Word, and Him. And so that's how we do it.
It's such an important topic, written in a thrilling novel by our guest on the program, Richard Siebert, S-E-I-B-E-R-T. Time is going by so quickly. A couple more questions here because this is so important, and I've got you now, and I'm going to not let you go till I get some of my questions answered. The question, right. And you touched on this, our final destination and facing judgment. Christians, as well as the average person, talk about that and how we deal with that.
Okay. Our final destination is this. If we're right with God, we have nothing to worry about with death. Death is the most scariest thing anyone can face. I'm afraid of death only in the matter of how it's going to happen. But the thing about it is we have to face our final destination. How it's going to happen, we don't know. I would like to send a little thing. There was a prequel to this book that people should read. And if you listen carefully, here's my email address. It's richsiebert51@peoplepc.com. And I will send you two stories, free of charge through attachments, called In the Beginning and the Warlord. But death is like anything else. It's coming. The same with the Lord's coming. I live in Louisiana. We expect hurricanes and tornadoes, but we don't know when they're going to hit. And that's the thing with Christ coming. If we don't be ready, we're going to get caught in. And we have to realize, like with Job, we accept the good that he gives us, but we also have to accept the bad.
That is not enough for anyone.
I like that analogy
with the hurricanes. Living in Florida, I can relate to that. You're never quite sure when something is going to happen. And a few minutes left, I'm going to have Rich at the end give his email address again as we wrap up the program. But a couple of questions before we do that. Let me ask you, are you ready for Christ to return concerning the rapture?
Well, positively, because first off, all the material stuff down here, you can't take it with you. King Tut couldn't take his stuff. I want to be with Christ in heaven because, first off, there is so much to know. And you're going to have eternity to notice, to talk with Bible patriarchs, talk with people like John Bunyan, John Newton, Martin Luther King. There's tons of people out there. Even Nebuchadnezzar, believe it or not, I believe he got saved just before the end of his life. But there is just so much out there. And like I said, with the rapture, when it happens, our clothes are going with us, not in the films. Sorry. You know, that's how it is. The thief in the night.
So much in this book told in a really intriguing fashion, a compelling fashion by Rich Siebert, our guest on the program. Wrap up by talking about, I mentioned in the beginning, this was a what if book. What if you were in the situation of the seven people in the novel? That's one of the things that you think is as the story unfolds. What if you were in their situation and you wrote their situation?
Well, like I said, if a woman came up to me and these people were gathered together for a party, they were all born on the same day, same hour, they're the same age, different racial backgrounds, economics and ethics. And she came out and said these things, I wouldn't be laughing. I would want to know, even though I wasn't interested in the Christian factor, I want to know more about this, and I would want to know more about Second Coming. And the thing about it is, these people are not saved. So that's why this is the road to the rapture. It's also the road to their salvation. And they're going to be having some adventures, because each book is something a little different. The next one is a biography on the characters called The Predestined Seven. As soon as I can get the funds or a regular publisher, because it's hard without doing advertisements.
Yes. The book is combines end-time biblical events in a thriller with mystery, science fiction overtones in an alternate parallel society with alternate history. It's just a fascinating read. The first in a series, Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture, by Rich Siebert. That's S-E-I-B-E-R-T. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on our website, of course. And Rich, as we wrap up here, give us your email one more time and talk about people getting in contact with you and what they'll receive.
Okay. Well, my email address is Rich Siebert, that's spelled S-E-I-B-E-R-T, 51 at peoplepc.com. I'd be willing to talk with you about the book. Also, I can give you two free stories, one called In the Beginning, which is the prequel to the novel, and the second story is called The Warlord, which is about a strange battlefield and what this person who is one of the characters encounters on there. And I would seriously tell people, read the book of John and you'll find a church that preaches the Bible, because time is getting short, and that's the whole thing. And you buy the book, pray for it, set the others come out. I'm working on the last two now, and it's, believe me, it is going to be something. All the stops are being pulled out, like Return of the Jedi.
We are looking forward to the rest of the books in the series. This book is available, Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture, by Rich Siebert. If you're Googling, S-A-I-B-E-R-T. Rich, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. An important message, well told. Thank you for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much. But the last name is spelled S-E-I-B-E-R-T.
Yep. So if you're Googling S-E-I-B-E-R-T, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, Memories from a Real World, The Road to the Rapture. Rich has been our guest on the program, and the program continues after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.